practiced as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the man who remains completely in love with you. And I sure wish I knew what to do. So the only thing I know what to do is, I started the Reconcile by 30 thing over a month ago. Started by doing things specifically to our family members. Did one for each of our kids, including grandkids, married in kids. And, you know, especially like, for example, the one to James was kind of like, here's Christianity 101 for someone very, very young. And realized that, you know, I really think I gave him some depth that a lot of people will never get. And then especially in the last week or two, I decided I was going to set the groundwork for addressing Covenant Presbyterian in Meadowview, and also addressing the question, the statement, the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. So I wanted to set up some foundation to that. And some of them, I mean, some of them came out kind of like, wow, wow, I said that, huh? It was kind of like, okay. So plan A was maybe I would take the whole series and put it as a playlist on Brighteon alone. Because, you know, if you on kazoskit.org, people are going to be concerned. But if I put it over there, it's kind of less of an issue. But the ones from this last week or last 2 weeks, we have tentative plans this weekend, my friend Chris, to actually review them and discuss them, whether or not to. Because, you know, especially the one I sent you with a picture of, the one that ends up with a question, is that you? I think I'm gonna put those on BitChute and YouTube. YouTube won't get any traffic. I just don't get traffic on YouTube, but I do get traffic on BitChute. And do it because I want to break through. I want to break through somehow. I want my family to know that the dad, the husband, is in love with his family. And he's a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want my family to know that. And it is my hope and my prayer that at least some of my family also are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, the videos are there. I mean, it's not like I'm thinking about doing it. They're done. There was an issue with them not playing on iPads and iPhones. That issue was resolved today. I'm going to push all the harder. Because it's now May. Mother's Day is coming up. And a week, just over a week after that, is our 30th anniversary. I'm going to do what I can to rattle some chains, to break through somehow. Because what's happening right now towards me, towards my kids, and towards my wife is hate. And the only way to respond to hate as a follower of Christ is with love. And I'm a clumsy guy. My wife knows that beyond anyone. But she also knows I'm willing to do things that others won't. And I am going to do things because I want my family back. I'm sorry, I'm getting real long. I did go to Publix today. And was going to go two stops. I did only do one because I ended up getting some pretty heavy stuff. And so I walked back. And then, of course, you know, walked back the 3.5 miles. I said, nah, that's not enough. I did the hill. So I walked back for 4 miles and that bag was heavy. But, you know, I do live a very strange lifestyle right now. But I'm really seriously healthy. And that's why I've invited George. Because, obviously, Walter and Zadok are quite young still. Well, not all that young. George could take that walk with me. And if he does it enough, he could keep up with me. You know, I found it fascinating on the way back when I did the hill. I was walking towards the hill. It's, comfortably over a tenth of a mile from where I was to the top of the hill. Maybe even closer to a quarter mile. And I saw in the distance someone nearing the top. And I was wondering, was I going to catch up with him? And I pretty much did. Not quite. He got to the top. He was walking a dog, so he wasn't going fast in the first place. But, you know, that's a serious hill. And, you know, so I found that fascinating. I'd love to do that with George. My friend Gary, the guy with one leg, he says, okay, let's do it. Let's, you know, we have a challenge. He hasn't done it yet with me. See who can get up that hill faster in his motorized chair versus me walking. And when we've walked a little bit on some paths, it's kind of like, oh, I guess you can keep up with me. Because, you know, in the chair, obviously he goes pretty fast. But yeah, I keep up with him fine. But I want to do that with George. Because I want to push George. George is my son. I want to push him physically as well as mentally. Because it's an act of love. But with my wife, I want to have that casual, slow walk, holding hands and talking with each other. I've done it before. I so want to do it again. It got long. Dorothy Jane, I'm in love with you.